How to find yourself again after heartbreak. A breakup is one of the most excruciating kinds of emotional pain we can ever endure in a lifetime. I mean, think about that. The person that you love and you care about the most is no longer interested in you. And this is so difficult because we are, as human beings, are social creatures. We come into this life and we thrive upon love. We need love to actually survive as babies. And therefore, having someone that you care about, that you love so much and you want so deeply in your life, to reject you, to not be interested in you anymore, it is hard. And so many times people end up, building so imaginative walls around them to protect themselves from being hurt again, from being left, or from being taken advantage of by future partners. But the number one secret I find to finding yourself again after a breakup is actually give yourself time. Just give yourself time after a breakup to process the pain that you went through. The emotional roller coaster after breakup is so hard. I mean, we go through so many emotions that it just takes a toll on our bodies and our hearts and our minds, our mental health. So it actually takes time to be able to clear that energy from your being, from your body, from your existence, and to be able to get to a point where you can open up and allow yourself to engage with people and to be part of social events and to even start considering having another relationship. But before you take the time to observe, to reflect, to learn from what happened, to reconsider your options, your choices, the decisions. How do you make decisions? What kind of people you want into your life? Have you ever sat down and actually wrote a list of the things that you want to have in your future partner? So many of us are going on autopilot when it comes to relationships, thinking that we can just find anyone who's interested. And if you are too vague about things, then you never get what you want because you don't even take the time to get clear on what you want. And because you are just creating on autopilot, guess what? This is why so many women end up with the same toxic guy, the same guy who takes advantage of them and then leaves them, or someone who ghosts them, someone who is not who's not interested, who's not invested, who's not coming to the relationship to stay. They're just spending time, or they're just there for a quickie, and they end up getting their hearts broken over and over and over again. Without why? Because they don't take time to pause, to hit pause, and to just, observe. Take some time off. Read a couple of books. Get educated, get the knowledge and the information that you need about like how to improve your relationship with yourself first and how to get clear and then start thinking about getting into another relationship. I know that it's easy done, easy said than done, but I can definitely tell you from experience that this is the only way out of pain. This is the way back to yourself. Because if you just keep surrounding yourself with so much noise, then you're not going to have the silence and the stillness in which you realize who you are and what you really want in life. And until you do that, you're going to just be heading, continue heading in the wrong direction. So just give yourself some time and start observing and learning from the pain that you're going through, and instead of allowing it to take a toll on your life.